habitations in the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low.
Welcome back. It is 10:51. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley. We appreciate you tuning in. The NFL Combine continues today. Some news coming out of there. We will share with you in mere moments. Johnny Manziel, one of the big people that folks are focused on. He measured a little shorter than he was expecting. I think he was 5'11 and three quarters. I think he said he was right at 6 feet. He didn't seem too concerned about it.
I play with a lot of heart, play with a lot of passion. I feel like I play like I'm 10 feet tall. So a measurement to me is just a number. Probably one of the most competitive people on the face of this earth. I mean, whether it's sitting here playing tic-tac-toe or rock, paper, scissors or whatever it may be, I want to win. It's something that really, dating back all the way to being a kid, I don't like the taste of losing. Leaves a really sour taste in my mouth. So extremely competitive person. Same time, I want to be a great leader as well.
I find losing to be delicious myself.
I wish there would have been other comments from the article taken more seriously than that one in general. The main thing that I wanted to portray that was more in the subplots of the article was that whatever team I do end up, not necessarily the Texans, whether it was any of the 32 teams in the NFL, that whenever I do get to that team, whenever I am in that organization, that each one of those guys is now my teammates, my brothers, and if I'm on the field with those guys, whatever it takes to try and be successful, to try and get a victory is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do anything for that team and anything for that organization to try and be great and try to be the best football player I can be. That's what I wanted more than anything.
10:52. Thanks for being with us. That was Johnny Manziel, who ran, I thought I saw a high 4.5, but he's officially clocked as a 4.68, which was fourth best among quarterbacks, most of whom you haven't heard of, most folks who listen. There was an outstanding 40 time, a couple of them actually that were notable. One is a guy named Dri Archer from Kent State, a 4.26, maybe the second fastest ever behind Chris Johnson.
I thought he was 4.27.
Who?
Chris Johnson.
No, 4.24.
Okay.
He's widely regarded as the fastest 40 in the history of the draft now, or the combine. Archer said that he thought he would beat him. He didn't, but it was really close, so that was pretty impressive. He's a running back. Don't know if he'll be utilized in that way. He's 5'8 and change, and I'm not sure what his weight is, but he's pretty fast, obviously. Clowney, an outstanding 40 time, 4.47, which the interesting note on that was, I saw from Trey Wingo on Twitter, it's faster than every quarterback 40 since 2006, except for RG3.
Mm.
We give quarterbacks way more credit than we probably should. The thing about Johnny Manziel is, too, his straight line speed may not be as outstanding as some other guys, but his maneuverability and his change of direction is so impressive. It's his quickness, not necessarily his flat line speed.
Well, when you look at quarterbacks, and you can make the same argument for an effective running back, you want that breakaway speed. Yes, you do. What's going to be more important for Johnny Manziel is going to be in that circle, 6 foot circle. How quick can he start? How quick can he generate, accelerate out of a situation? Because he's not going to have the opportunity to get a 40-yard run downfield. It's more important for him to be able to accelerate quick and find an opening for him to make a pass and make a move on somebody.
Right.
And that he's shown he can do. He can accelerate quick upfield for a few yards or just to create a space for him to throw the ball. You don't see many quarterbacks like Kaepernick that run like a deer and are just taking off a 40, 45-yard run.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, the other thing about Clowney, and this was sort of lost in the shuffle over the weekend, and if you asked him, he would probably tell you his 40 time is more important. I would say that strength, you know, depending
on Clowney?
Yeah. I mean, strength is important too, though, right?
I would imagine on the defensive side, yeah, you're pushing around 400 pounders.
Okay, he's a defensive end. He did 21 reps in the 225.
It didn't seem like a lot.
No. Pat O'Donnell, a punter from Miami, came to the NFL Combine and did it 23 times.
Come on.
True story.
Pat O'Donnell?
Pat O'Donnell.
Is he? Sounds like a guy that's running for councilman in Boston.
Well, it sounds really irrelevant to me because I don't care how many times my punter can bench 225. I'm impressed.
Pat
He's super
O'Donnell.
Strong. But that's
what school?
Miami of Florida. Here's the other thing.
That's
there were
awesome.
Only 13 defensive linemen this year who had fewer reps than Clowney, and 36 had as many or more. Mario Williams, who was taken in a controversial draft ahead of Reggie Bush a few years ago, I was one of the people that ridiculed it. Turned out that both Williams and Bush have been good pros,
yeah.
Although Williams has probably been a little healthier and more consistent. Made he had 35
money.
Reps, 35 reps in the 06 combine versus
yeah.
21 for Jadeveon Clowney. Now, I don't think Mario Williams ran a 4.47. So Clowney at his size and speed, 6'5", 265. I mean, he's – I think he's a safer pick. I don't think you can take – I don't know how you could argue taking Manziel over Clowney at this point.
That's a tough pick if you're the Texans to take Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
It's really a – I don't think I could. Although, and we've had – every year we have this discussion.
What if you put Watt at one end and put Clowney at the other? How scary is that?
That'd be scary.
Maybe he can learn work ethic, because apparently that's an issue for him.
To me, when I look at if I'm drafting in the NFL, the quarterback position is so important. It's so important, okay, that you almost have to be willing to risk a quarterback that doesn't work out, because the upside on one that does is huge. So if you're the Texans, they took Mario Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have him anymore? No, but if you have a franchise quarterback...
They got a good few years out of him, though.
Right, they did. But if you have a quarterback who is actually going to be your 10-year quarterback, you hold on to him, and he's the most important guy. So if you go Teddy Bridgewater, or you almost have to take a chance on a quarterback, because they are so important. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Who's the kid that played at Houston that's in Texas now for Houston? Put up all the numbers,
yeah.
Played for someone. Anyway, maybe they feel good about him coming back.
Maybe so. To me, it's worth taking a QB because you know.
But is he the QB?
I don't know if Manziel. I think
is Blake Bortles the guy? Is Bridgewater the guy?
To me, and I know very little about all of them, I would go Bridgewater. I would if I'm looking at it as risk reward, what it takes to win. You've got to have a QB, and if you're in position to have one of the top picks, you've got to take a chance of getting a QB.
ESPN College Basketball Top 10 for the AP here. Florida number 1. Wichita State moves up to number 2. Arizona 3. Syracuse 2 losses last week falls to 4. Kansas 5. Duke, Louisville, Villanova, Creighton, and St. Louis round out the top 10. St. Louis at 10. How about that? Arkansas baseball, by the way, from 25 up to 24. Hogs are 6-0.
Majerus would be proud.
Baseball in this young season.
Way to update the rankings, ESPN. Woo!